Hello.
Hey, Karen.
Hey there. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Just a couple questions, just more your opinion than anything, and I'm so embarrassed to even ask you this
That's okay.
because it may have to end up being the last resort for me. I can't even believe I'm even thinking about this, to be honest. But anyway, have you ever heard of one of those debt resolution things?
Like which one are you talking about?
Well, just any of them. What I was thinking about doing was trying to get one of them to try to negotiate those four credit cards down that's in my name personally, and try to do something about them.
Have you called them and looked into that?
Well, I talked to a, well, they contacted me several months ago, and this James Pineo is who I talked to, and he sounds English, like he's from England, but anyway, he was telling me that in North Carolina, they can't go after anything personal as far as property or anything like that. And that they're able to negotiate those that credit card debt down to like $5,000 on one. They could possibly even get it down to $1,500.
Okay. That's pretty
Have
good.
you
That's
ever heard of anything like that?
good. Yeah, so basically what that's gonna do to you is that's gonna it's kind of like you're gonna go into collections.
Yeah.
But not really collections. It's like a and if you do that with the what's the name of the company that you have a loan out with? Dealstruck?
Oh, I'm not going to do it with them. I'm going to pay them off because
Okay.
I don't want that to hurt anything as far as me. And that's the other thing. If I do something like that and I get Dealstruck paid down and want to do business with you, is that, if I do this with this debt resolution, is that going to hurt any possibility of me getting money from you guys? I mean, I'm just trying to figure this whole scenario out.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I can actually look into that and find out. Let me ask them. I know that if you did that with Dealstruck, it would hurt your chances. But if you didn't do that with them and you just pay them off, it's a separate type of program. So we're not in the same program as like your credit card or even your actual bank loans. Working capital loans are completely different, completely separate. I would let me double check, but I know that.
I mean, I'm not saying, Jeremiah, I'm going to even do this. I'm asking, I didn't know if you knew anything about how, if you could help me research this to
Sure.
see, and what is a good reputable company for me to go with if I were to do that, and what all would be involved, because with you having a financial background and everything, I'm sure you'll be able to understand it better than me and maybe help me make the decision. I mean, I'm not going to put that weight on you, but it would
Yeah.
help me make the decision of whether I even want to do that or not, because I don't know. I'm just so embarrassed to even think about it.
Don't be. I totally understand, and I definitely don't mind helping you out. I know, you're going through a tough time, and it's just stressful, is what it is, and I can tell it's starting to weigh on you. Let me see. I know it could impact you negatively as far as like. Once you do that, because some creditors may refuse to work with you in the future, like going forward with the credit cards.
Yeah.
I know that that's going to be a fact for sure because you're settling for a debt. So it's like there could be some tax consequences. I know that. Let me see. What else do I know about that? You may want to ask your tax person what would happen. Your accountant.
Oh God, I don't want to ask him that.
Yeah, because I know there's some negative impact when it comes to that as well.
Like, do you know of like what kind of negative impact?
It has to do with your federal income tax. it just depends on how your business is set up. So I wouldn't know, give you...
This is all going to be personal because, see, there mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything with my business credit cards. It's just going to be on the to Chase and the Discover and... let's see, to Chase, Discover. Hold on a minute. Can't talk right now. Hold on. Chase Freedom, Chase Slate, the Discover, and City. See, I've closed the account on the City. Mm-hmm. I'm just making, you know, a little above the minimum payment on that, which is like about $135 a month.
Oh wow! Okay.
Because I only owe him like $4,000.
Oh, okay.
And I owe $3,900 on that Chase Slate, but the interest is 21%.
Yeah, it's so high.
And then Discover I owe $18 on, and then that other Chase I owe $12 on.
Okay, so you're like 35.
I mean, I've been batting my brain out. I was trying to think, okay, what if I get the money from you that we've talked about
mm-hmm.
and pay off a couple credit cards with it, or buy inventory, or put it even toward that deal struck thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you don't want to do that. Because here's the thing with the deal struck thing, is that no matter even if you pay it off early, it's not going to save you any money. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there's no benefit to you paying it off early. So you want to be able to use your cash for something that you're going to get a return on quickly instead
yeah.
of just paying that off. There's no advantage of you paying that entire loan off unless you just had the extra money lying around. Because either way, you're going to pay the same amount as your payback to them, whether you pay it off early or whether you wait to the full term. There's no benefit. So my suggestion would be to take the money if you're going to use it and only use the money for if you're going to make money off of it. That's if you're going to pay off a credit card that has a less interest, it doesn't make sense to do that. You know, it's
yeah.
just going to put you in the same situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want that. I would rather if you knew that you could buy something and you could sell it and make a profit off of it, and that will help increase, you know, your sales, your revenue. That's what makes sense. But if you can't do that, then yeah, don't put yourself in a deeper hole and, you know, just to pay off one just to get another one. You know, it just doesn't make sense to do that. They have what's called a credit counseling services. Have you heard of that?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so credit counseling services, it's kind of like organizations that advise you on managing and how they kind of develop a budget. And they're usually free. They don't charge anything. I don't know of any off the top of my head that would be good, but they're not in it for a profit. So what's cool about credit counseling is that they'll kind of like look at your budget, and this is what one of my customers has told me. They'll kind of look at your budget, what you're spending on, and kind of figure out a plan to help you get out of the situation that you're in, you know, and really kind of, because if you go the debt consolidating route, it's basically like you're going to have trouble getting credit in the future. And it's not going to be a question. No credit card company is going to want to touch you, or if they do, it's going to take about 7 years. Okay, and then with those debt consolidation companies, you got to make sure that they're not in for profit. There's some that are really, you know, if they tell you, yeah, we're going to charge you a fee, you just got to be careful with what company you go through.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so if they tell you to like stop communicating with your creditors, or stop paying your bills on that, that's kind of the wrong avenue. They're basically going down the BK bankruptcy avenue. So you just got to be careful with that. But you got to know, it's going to hurt you if you do that in the future as far as getting credit. So you got to kind of figure out what do you want to do with the future here of your business. Because that's what it's going to come down to. So you need to ask yourself, you know, how long do I want this business? Am I going to be able to make it? And then you need to sit down and figure out exactly an exact plan. I would call the credit card companies and see if there's anything they can do if you were to stop them. And, you know, let them know, like, hey, I don't want a negative impact on me, but I'm going through a tough time right now. Is there anything we can do to maybe lower my payment without it hurting myself? Or my credit. Because there are a lot of credit card companies that do that and do work with you because they want their money.
So you think the debt resolution thing is just a bad thing to do?
It's honestly the step you
see, this one, I've talked to two different ones. Not recently. This has been back several months ago before I did the deal with DealStruck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that what they said was that, you know, they'll be calling me on the phone and all that, and then they'll stop calling me once they realize that they're getting paid, you know, more money.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one guy told me, he said, I went through this myself, and he said within a year, he said, you'll start getting applications in the mail again for credit cards. And he said, probably from the same companies.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't gone through that, so I don't have a personal experience to be able to tell you that's for sure. I just know on the financial side what most credit cards and banks look at, and they're going to see that if you didn't, because usually with those debt consolidating places, they're going to tell you to stop paying your credit cards, and then you'll settle with them. If you do that, it's going to show on your credit. So, I mean, there's no way around that. Will they send you a credit card? Absolutely, but it'll probably be for a limit of like $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of, but I, like I said, I've never been in that situation or experienced it or, you know, so I can't tell you my personal experience in that because I'm not 100% sure. I just know from the banking side, this is what they look at, and this is what will hurt you in the future. You know, and as far as tax purposes, I don't know the exact details. I just know it does have a negative impact with taxes as well. So, I mean, my suggestion would be maybe talk to one of those credit counselors that I was talking about. Maybe they can do something for you and kind of, you know, set you up on a right plan, or call the credit card companies and ask them, you know, tell them your situation. So, hey, is there any way I can get this into a smaller payment right now just until for a few months without it affecting my credit with you guys or my credit in general? Have you done that? Have you asked them?
No.
You don't have anything to lose. You know, like if you call and ask, what's the worst that can happen is say no. It's okay. Well, then you know that's not an option.
I just wish so bad I had not done this with DealStruck because they just totally lied to me.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what maybe you could do with DealStruck is, let's see, when did you take that out with them?
November,
okay. Did you try calling to see if they could extend it? And
no.
That way, what it would do is make your payment lower?
No, I haven't asked them that.
Maybe you might want to do that, because we do that sometimes with our customers. If they have a loan, generally they want you to take out a new loan. But sometimes they may have a program where they'll take your balance and stretch it out for, you know, a longer term, since you're, if as long as maybe you're halfway into it, which will lower your daily payment. When are you supposed to be done with them?
Well, I think it's like, Well, I'm paying them, what, $405 a week.
Okay.
So I'm paying them between 16 and 8, depending on how many days is in the month, between 16 and 1800 a month.
Okay, and you owed them like 24, right?
Yeah, so I'm thinking next August.
Divided by 15 months. If you're doing 1600 a month, you got about 15 months left. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
would that be about right?
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, they're probably not going to stretch that out for you then. You'd probably have to be closer to less than 6 months to get that stretched out. $1,600 a month. Okay, and then what is your minimum payment for your credit cards every month?
Well, I pay, I pay a little more than what the minimum is. So I'm paying like around $130, $135 on two of them.
Okay.
Around $275 on one and $375 on the other.
So you're paying $920, almost $1,000 a month.
Yep.
Okay. And then you got $1,600. So you're paying about $2,600 a month just in credit cards and the loans you have out. Right?
Right.
What are you bringing in monthly for your business right now, profit?
Around anywhere from 12 to 16.
Okay. So you need to figure out a way to be bringing in an extra $1,000 a month minimum. Okay, until you can get this paid off for the next year. You need to get out of deal struck. That's what's hurting you. Once you get out of deal struck, you're able to kind of figure a different option out of how to get out of this debt. So really for you, if you really want to make the change, it's like, okay, break it down, write all your expenses down, write everything, and it's going to be very tight for the next year. Okay, so the goal is to make some money and start paying your stuff off, but you need more money coming into your business. So how do you get the extra $1,000 to come in? What can you do?
I don't know, because right now it's the slow months for me, you know, because
okay.
I'm, you know, it's weight loss and nutritional counseling and people are out vacationing and doing stuff like that. So
what I would recommend is come up with the referral program. I don't know if you have one already, but you need to create some kind of small flyer and just start advertising is the way to get people. Even if it's a small flyer, you go around, you put it on people's cars, you go around to people's businesses and tell them, hey, you know, if you're a new customer or if you know somebody, I'll give you this discount off or whatever. You have to find a way to advertise yourself and get more business. And it's just a numbers game. The more people, obviously, you talk to, something is going to happen. Somebody's going to come in and it's going to create more business for you. You have to. You know, or, I mean, the only other option is to call those companies and see if they'll work with you.
Well, like I said, I didn't want to even think about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to think about it.
Of course.
Because my credit score is around 700, and I don't want to do anything to hurt that, you know? And
mm-hmm. I know, but you got to know if you do that, it will hurt it. It will drop it. I've seen credit scores go from 650 to 550 in a year. You know, so, I mean, the loan I can get you is, you know, it's, like I said, if you're not using it for your business, it's not going to help you. And I'd feel bad doing it. You know, it's just going to prolong.
Well, I did talk to a local bank.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're wanting me to put something up for collateral, which I don't, you know, my husband is, like, really upset with me over these credit cards. So, I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see see that part happening unless just by the grace of God, these people I'm talking to feel sorry for me and do something, I don't know.
Yeah. A lot of times, though, it's not the person that can do something. The bank just has regulations and rules, right?
I know.
So, you know, if you just don't fall on those requirements, no matter how much we love the person, you know, because obviously I talk to you, I think you're a great person, I think you're an honest person, and I think you're just in a bad situation. If I could give you $50,000 right now at a great rate, I would have no problem doing that, you know, because I feel for you. I understand. You know, unfortunately, I don't have that power to just say, yep, she's good for it. Don't worry. We're helping her out. We're doing a good thing. It's just not how it works. You know, so it's literally what they can do for you is based on a guideline, and hopefully you fall into that, or if you don't, there's nothing they can do.
So when I get deal struck paid down, you're saying to about $14,000. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. When you get them down to about $14,000, there's definitely something, there's more wiggle room what we can do for you.
But when you, just, I'm not going to hold you to this. How much do you think you could do?
I don't know. Because it's going to depend. It honestly depends on your sales. Okay. So where you're going to be at in sales at that time, I have no idea. So in the secret to us of getting a lot of capital from us is you depositing a lot of money into your business checking account. Multiple deposits, showing that you have a high balance, that you can keep a balance, you don't have any negative balances. That's what we base it off of. To give you a rough idea, if you're whatever your sales are, I can probably free up anywhere between 10 to 15%. Okay, so whatever you're bringing in, is take 10 to 15%. It's probably what I can free up. So it's
so let's just say like a month is $15,000. How much? Mm-hmm.
You were bringing $15,000 a month?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do 1,000 times 6, 90,000. So I could probably get you close to $15,000-$20,000, which is not going to be enough to get you out of the situation you're in.
No.
You know?
How did I get 35 from DealStruck? I mean,
I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know how they did that. They literally, I don't know. But it just puts you, see, that's why we do it to where we know what you can handle.
Right.
They gave you more than what you can handle, right? So we're only going to give you a certain percentage of what you're doing in sales. We're not going to give you more. They gave you enough to where it is as if you were making double that. You know, which they just put you in a bad situation. You know, those loans are for people who are desperate and who needed the money. And unless you take that money and make money off of it, it just puts you in a bad situation.
Well, and see, that's what I did. I thought, you know, I bought up, I did, you know, some of that private labeling and stuff like that, and then I bought up about $20,000 worth of product.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, if you bought product, that's good. Obviously, you're still, you know, you just got to be able to distinguish and keep track of your product and what you're making, and whatever profit you're making, it goes straight to the loan, right? It has to be a separate account that you're just like, or a separate bucket or a spreadsheet you need to create of what is coming in from that money that you invested into it.
Yeah.
I think what you're kind of doing is when you get money, you kind of spend it here, spend it there, and kind of, you know, just pay whatever. Yeah. I think you need to be a little bit more organized and budget a little better.
Okay, well, if you come up with any ideas, Jeremiah, I appreciate all you've done for me.
No, absolutely. Not a problem at all. I don't mind at all. And if something comes up, I mean, like I said, we can, I'll let you know firsthand, especially if we get, sometimes we get some new programs monthly. And if that's the case, I will let you know, keep you posted. And then we can take it from there.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Karen. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.